This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this first installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series, where we learn more about what Carlisle professionals do on and off the clock. And our guest today is Maria Pinalosa Soriente, an executive assistant on our investor relations team. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you, Chris.
We're going to start right off. When did you join Carlisle, and what do you do at the firm?
I have been in Carlisle for 17 years, and I am an executive assistant in the investor relations management team. But before that, for the first 15 years, I had worked in the investor relations supporting a fundraiser who covered the Middle East and Africa region. After he retired, I moved to the investor relations management team.
So what do you like most about your job?
I work with outstanding and talented individuals, but also the ability to work with other departments. I worked with the communications team with sending earlier podcasts that you produce, so that is very exciting for me.
17 years is a long time. Why have you spent most of your career at Carlisle?
Carlisle is like a second home. I have been blessed to have good friends here and have developed lifetime friendships. The people I work with inspire me and positively challenge me to become a better individual. There are a lot of Carlisle people who are always willing and ready to help you, to teach you, and to mentor you. But for me, the real measure of whether one is in a place where they truly belong is when you know that the people you work with genuinely cares about you and your family. So this is a story that I shared with a couple of my friends. It was in 2006 when I came back from giving birth to my second child, and my oldest got really ill. He was misdiagnosed by his pediatrician, and his condition had worsened. And due to that, he needed to have two back-to-back surgeries. So I had used up all of my personal leave, my vacations, my sick leave, and I was worried that I really didn't have any job to go back to. When I called my supervisor, what he mentioned to me really touched my heart. He said, "Maria, please do not worry about your work. Focus on your son and on your family. When you are ready to return to Carlisle, your job is here. It's secured." So that kind gesture resonated strongly with me. And I knew then that Carlisle, even though we do business every day, it is a place where compassion and care is very much alive and it's practiced.
We have an expression here. We call it One Carlisle. This is our spirit of all working together. What does that mean to you?
I don't think I can define it by one statement, but I can share with you what I have witnessed that embodies the One Carlisle spirit. Whenever there is a colleague that has experienced a personal loss, you will see groups of people coming together to pray, to plan and organize meals to be delivered, to divide the workload that needs to be done. And one of the stories I would like to share is when I was here at the office at 7:30 in the morning, because I have due diligence meeting, I was preparing the conference room, and when I returned back to my desk, I got a message from Bill Conway telling me, "Maria, you were not there in front of the reception area, but I saw that there's a food delivery for you. I put it in the west reception area." It doesn't matter who you are. Our goal as One Carlisle is to really do the job. You have a founding partner receiving your food for you and mentioning to you this is where you can find it so that I can go on in doing my job. These experiences that I have seen and witnessed, it's One Carlisle for me.
Can you tell us something that's either kind of special to you or interesting about you that gives us a better sense of who you are as a person?
I love photography. I love taking pictures of my kids, of landscapes and holiday parties, which I have done during our DC holiday parties. because every picture captures the moment of that time, and that could never be repeated before. Pictures are like treasures for a lifetime. When I take a picture of landscapes and I looked at them, I am in great awe on how God created the world and how beautiful it is. And for me to witness that, it's such a blessing. And it's the same thing as when you look at the baby pictures of your kids and you see their smiles and the sparkles in their eyes, as if you remember how their giggles and laughs are, right? So those are the moments and treasures that will last for a lifetime. I also like doing DIY projects. Yes, I am a do-it-yourselfer kind of gal. I love learning how to use tools like, you know, miter saw, automatic nail gun.
Nail guns too. That's pretty, yes. That's serious stuff, yeah.
I love building stuff because there is such an intimidation using these tools. It's not just because of its sound. It could really be hazardous to you. And I'm fortunate I still have my 10 fingers working. But it's such a satisfaction when I see the product of my hands and I overcome that fear of using those tools. It's very victorious for me.
What was one of your most interesting projects?
It's the one that I did with my husband over the Christmas holiday, the installation of the subflooring of our garage ceiling so we can have additional storage. I love my husband, but working with your spouse can be a little bit challenging. You have two sets of minds working together and planning. But at the end, it took us like 1 week and we were able to successfully complete the project. And now we have additional storage space.
Maria, thank you for helping to kick off our new series, We Are Carlisle. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.